This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When we do our musical challenge, yeah. I was humming it, I was singing it.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was erasure. Do I get partial credit?
I'm going to have to go over the rules. I'll give this some deep thought over the weekend. Maybe Zoo and I will concoct some kind of tournament here for you and Hoff to go head-to-head in this. I'm going to check out, unless it was my wheelhouse, and, you know, I don't pretend to be the expert that you pretend to be. As far as it pertains to music.
Again, I don't pretend to be anything
I wouldn't have even thought.
I tell you I'm stuck in the 80s. What else do you want me to say?
I wouldn't have even thought to say anything until, because I know you, and I know your strength, and you will. And then you start saying, no, I'm good with the 80s and the little 90s and even early 2000s. And once you said early 2000s, like...
I think it seemed like it was 5 years ago. That's a 20-year gap.
I'll call BS on that one, so we'll find out. All right, BT and Sal.
You guys stretch it out a little bit, right? That's not really 2000s. I got you.
BT and Sal on the field. Let's get back to the Juan Soto stuff. We'll get into other stuff as well. I know we talked about the Knicks. We have something on the Giants that we want to mention as well. We got the draft now less than 2 weeks away, so that'll be fun conversation that we can continue next week. 888-808-1019. Juan Soto has been the main topic. Limo driver Ed is in Easton, Pennsylvania. What's up, limo driver Ed?
Eddie!
Sounds like you're on the train right now, limo driver Ed.
Oh, here I am, guys. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Hey, there, I'm sorry. I'm in Walmart here.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yep.
One thing about it is with Soto, and I think Pete's probably saying to himself, I can't even smell $10, and you guys got this guy that's making all this money. To me, guys, nobody is worth that type of money. I don't care who you are. Nobody. Listen, he looks uncomfortable. He don't look good. I understand, but you got to have him for another 15 years. I just don't see it. You know, I just don't. I never did like it. I don't believe any man is worth that kind when we got to go to the game and pay all this money for a hot dog, hamburger, and stuff, and bring your fam.
Yeah, but that's Eddie, can I just show that? Right. That's a different part of the discussion, and I empathize with you. So does Sal. We have families. We have kids. We're not independently wealthy. I get it. It's expensive out there, man, and it's unfair. And the gap between athlete and normal civilian and fan is as wide as it's ever been, and it's not going to narrow. It's only going to get wider. Same with musicians and actors. It's a big split society. But that's different than saying that no one's worth the money. I just wanted to point out that difference. I would say that I think of all the sports, I think a baseball player is probably least worthy of that massive amount of money. And I'll tell you why.
Interesting.
I'll tell you why. Like, if you think about this simple math here.
Like 162 games.
Well, I don't mean in terms of monetizing. Right. I mean in terms of impacting the game. Like, yeah, 81 home games, jerseys, this, SNY ads, yes ads. No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about if you are a superstar NBA player, and by the way, these guys are now making 60, 70, soon $80 million a year. You are literally at every time 20% representing 20% of players on the court. Depending on how many shots you take, and if you're getting that kind of money, you're taking more than anybody else. Your usage rate is probably 30, 40, maybe 50% some nights. And you directly impact winning and losing more than a right fielder or a great catcher or a great third baseman.
Yeah, I know what Ed was trying to say, limo driver Ed, and we do love him, appreciate the call. You can't get into the conversation. And we've had this, people have brought this up before. Is Pete Alonso worth $30 million? I mean, when I told my wife what Juan Soto's contract was, I think I brought this up on the air. And, you know, I said $765. She goes, what? $765 million? Like, she was offended that a baseball player could even make anywhere near that type of, like, highly offended, like, oh, my God, only doctors and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, come on. Just pass the remote, will you?
Pass the remote.
But seriously,
and
so,
teachers, so and, when you're and not, police, but and firemen, yeah, we're numb there as well.
Exactly, we're numb to it because we cover sports for a living. When you actually think about it, yeah, it's absurd.
It's absurd,
but,
dude.
But they're worth it because of the money that the sport makes. If the sport weren't making that much money,
sure,
then the players wouldn't be getting paid. So just forget that because it's not reality. It's fantasy land type stuff. Where I have an issue with what Ed said is he said Soto doesn't look good. I'm not saying that. I'm not looking at him, watching him play, saying that he doesn't look right to me. I just don't think he's been vintage Soto. I believe that he's pressing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's 12 games, so it's not that big of a deal. But I'm not saying I look like I'm looking at a player who's in a funk. He's still gotten a bunch of doubles. He's hitting the ball hard when he hits. He's still walking enough.
Yeah.
Just not to the levels that he normally produces.
You know, it's funny you say that. Just to back that up real quick, I was going to do this before, and I just didn't get it in. He is hitting the ball pretty hard. He's 94 percentile average exit velo. In terms of his squared up percentage, he's 100%.
Yeah.
His chase percentage, it's 97%. His K rate is 92 percentile. His walk is 92%. Like, there's a lot of red if you follow baseball savant, is what I'm saying. But I think that I do want your opinion on that. So take a great baseball player, whether it's a Judge, whether it's a Soto, whether it's an Ohtani, whomever you want, Witt, Gunnar, Henderson, it doesn't matter, anybody. A pitcher, although we talk about their diminishment, so I don't think you'll say a pitcher. But and now contrast that to the best player on an NBA champion or the great goalie or Connor McDavid or somebody like that or the quarterback in the NFL for a team that's consistently ripping off 12, 13, 14 wins. I think the baseball player is least important by far of the four.
I'd have to really give it some thought. If you had to pick number one, because to me there's a clear cut one.
To me, it's basketball. You cannot win a championship without a superstar.
See,
it's impossible.
I would think it's a quarterback in the NFL.
And that's definitely close.
Yeah, but I would go quarterback in the NFL number one.
Yep. And as you're thinking, let me throw this in. There's actually more examples of teams without true, not many, but like true superstars that have won in the NBA than there are, pardon me, in the NFL than there are in the NBA. Like the Raptors championship team a couple of years ago.
But you're saying it's hard to have the argument if it's just based off of superstars. What about not a superstar, an average? Give me the position.
Like, well, but I'm just reacting to the sheer volume of his contract, like his absolute worth. But like, no, of course, like you could have one Juan Soto and eight Brett Beatties and you're going to win 50 games. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. I'm not saying that it's not a really easy equation to dissect. All I'm saying is that with even Judge, a guy like that in baseball making that kind of money has less influence on his team success night to night than the superstar NBA. And I don't mean a guy who just like Harden who puts up points. Yeah. I mean a young LeBron, a Kobe, an MJ, an Hakeem Olajuwon, a David Robinson, a Tim Duncan, got a Shaq in his prime, guys, Magic, Bird,
I'd still probably go, okay, so just superstar for superstar, pound for pound.
Yeah.
I'd still probably go quarterback. And then I think I'd have to go NBA because to your point, they are more impactful just by the amount of times that they're out there.
That's what I'm saying.
In comparison.
Well, I say usage rate.
Yeah.
And by the way, so we flip one and two, but to me, baseball's four. Is hockey in front of baseball for you? Like the Connor McDavid, the Martin Brodeur, you know, the Patty Waugh, the Dominic Hasek, just the greats.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
yeah,
Connor,
see what I'm saying?
So who's the best in the sport? Ohtani, Judge?
Well, Judge, then Ohtani.
Okay, whatever, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, in October, I'd go Soto. But
Judge, Ohtani,
whatever. Are they more impactful than Connor McDavid?
No. I don't think they are.
Then
that's my point.
That's how you would ask that question and answer it. BT and Sal on the Fan. We did mention some weather stuff before. Ed is in Northern Jersey, wants to chime in on that. What's up, Eddie?
How you doing, Sal, BT? I really enjoy your show. guys do a great job.
Thank you.
And you know, earlier you were talking about the weather, you know, how crazy it is. But I got to tell you guys something. I mean, I'm a little older than both of you guys. And I can remember back playing high school baseball. This was like in the mid to late 60s.
Okay.
I live in northern Jersey, and it's one day it would be 70 degrees. Be a beautiful day. And 2 days later, it would be 30 degrees.
Yeah, I got that, too. I played in the early 90s in high school. My home field was East River, where I went to Xavier. We played right on the water. There were days the winds were whipping, and it was 40 degrees, and your lips would be chapped. You'd be frozen when you got off the field. I know.
You guys know. And I can remember in the late 70s, we had 2 feet of snow on Easter Sunday.
I got you. No,
Sunday was wiped out. And the great Roberto Clemente,
mm-hmm.
he used to have trouble adjusting in April. And he would say it's rough. I got you. Google this. And he would say it's rough in April. He goes facing guys like Gibson and Seaver, on a cold night. In April.
It could be 85 degrees in Bombay. Yeah, right. I don't know if I want to face those guys.
And thank you for the call. We do appreciate you checking in. Yeah, I do think while it may have been certain circumstances, talking about Easter being snowy back in the day, the consistent weather change around here, it's impossible to ignore it. It's been happening for the last several years. That was the point. I was telling Hoff during that call, that might have been a call that, you know, we probably could have done without. Well, now, I appreciate Eddie checking in. No, I mean,
what are you trying to say? You like him?
No, I do. I love him, actually. I do love hearing from Ed and longtime listeners. We appreciate that. But, I mean, is it fair to say that might have been a call that we could have,
It's educational.
Because I'm thinking as Ed's going on, I'm like, what does he want to get through? Talking about the weather is fine, but telling a story about the weather back then to me is not necessarily fine.
I probably agree with that. That was a bit. I stretched that one out.
So I was looking at
Two feet of snow in 1966.
We love Eddie, though. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the call, Ed. Joe is calling from Liberty, New York. What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say a couple things about Soto. First, everyone needs to relax with how bad he's playing, quote unquote. For his career in April, his average is .254. So last year was an outlier. And I wanted to make another point about his home run total. He only used, according to Baseball Savant, he only used right field short porch in Yankee Stadium one time last year.
Yeah, it wasn't a factor. True.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And left center being .399 in the Bronx versus .370 in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hit the ball over that wall more times. And if you go down on Baseball Savant, if he was a career Met versus a career Yankee, mm-hmm. it's .204 for the Mets, .186 for the Yankees. And one last thing, guys.
Yeah.
You guys talk about how good Soto is. If you look at their career stats, I mean how good Ohtani is. If you look at their career stats, Soto has Ohtani in everything for his career but slugging.
Hmm. Interesting call, Joe, and thank you for making those points.
He said Soto has Ohtani in everything but slugging?
That's what he said.
What about stolen bases?
BT, I'd like for you to counter that. I'll sit this one out.
I just did. What about stolen bases?
Who cares about stolen bases?
So everything doesn't encompass everything?
Well, I mean,
how selective we've been here? He said he's got him in everything but slugging. Well, and the first thing I said was, what about stolen bases?
I think he meant offensively. And
Wait, were you steal a base? You playing shortstop or you're on the bases?
Well, I'm just talking about the offensive numbers, you know.
I would have, first of all, based on the erroneous presentation of the second thing that he said, I'd like to do a deeper dive and make sure that he's not lying about
other
stuff.
I'll finish it for him. Everything but stolen bases. Yeah, we'd have to look into that. Point is, you do diminish Juan Soto as a all-around baseball player.
I do.
To be fair to you.
He's a great hitter. He's not a great all-around player.
You and I are always going to have a conflict here.
Yep.
Well, I shouldn't say always.
No, with the five-tool aspect of baseball, I think we always will.
If Soto doesn't pick it up, we're going to have a problem.
Enjoy the party.
To be fair to you in this conversation, you said the same thing last year when he was with the Yankees. So it's not some newfound issue.
I said the same thing when I was 15.
All right.
I mean, you can either field, run, and hit, or you can't.
See, that's where I do disagree, though, with you, is that you make it sound like Soto can't field or can't run. He can. Is he above average in
those? No, he's not.
Okay, but he's not below average either. To me, he's average.
He's average now in his mid-20s.
Okay, but that's...
But you know what direction that's going.
But you could say that for anybody.
Well, I mean, Judge is still pretty good at right field. He's 32, 33.
Ohtani's been a DH now for 2 years.
I hear you.
I mean,
Ohtani, he's different. You know, he's going to be on the mound, and... You know, I get it. He's not going to play right field. That's fine.
The
50 steals.
The more interesting thing that I found from our last caller, and again, according to his numbers, I'm not going to take the time to go dispute or look it up, but I'll trust him in this particular case.
I won't, but keep going.
If he is saying that, and you back this up, Soto, you only use the right field porch at Yankee Stadium once a year.
Yeah, he did not. And I knew he wouldn't change his swing. That's one of the reasons why he's very good at what he does.
Right. We said the same thing. No ballpark is going to change him. But then, shouldn't we be saying that we should expect maybe not 41 homers, but if Alonso's going to protect him, the argument about Judge not being behind him is out the window. Mm-hmm. The ballpark doesn't really matter because Soto mashes in all ballparks. So then maybe I'm a little low with my 30 home runs. Maybe it should be 35 plus.
I mean, the only reason I don't think, well, no, 35 wouldn't stun me. I just think that, you know, the 40, because he did it a year ago, is not a realistic, not floor, but expectation. Not that he can't hit 40. I would say probably more in that 32 to 35, 36 range. But I also think, you know, I go on what's presented to me in terms of the greater amount of evidence. And while the evidence of his on-base prowess is that, it's amazing, it's all time, the evidence of him being a prolific, prodigious home run hitter is a narrative that is not true. So he hasn't played in the Yankee Stadium his whole life. Played in Petco. Played in D.C. Like, I'd have to look at all the nooks and crannies of all the different ballparks that he's played in. And listen, when you've been around 7-8 years and you're not a 40 home run guy regularly, you're probably not a 40 home run guy unless you start taking steroids in your mid-20s.
But still, it doesn't mean you can't be a prolific power hitter if you don't hit 40 home runs. I'd take 35. Soto in 116 games in his rookie year, 22 homers. 34 the following year. 29. 27. 35 and then 41 last year.
No, I get that.
I think it's very fair to pencil him in for 30 plus home runs. If he doesn't hit at least 30, it's a problem.
He's going to be in the low 30s. Yeah, but like again, the 29, the 27, you know, I mean, it's different. I was going to say, like, what if Pete's hitting 29, 20? It's not the same because Pete's never on base like that and his average is, you know, sunk to lows the last couple of years. But I think that we've been distorted by home run records. And, you know, when we were growing up, it was Mike Schmidt, Reggie, 38, 39 home run. Gorman Thomas was a name I remember seeing as a kid. Baseball card, 38
35 is a lot of home runs.
It is, but it's not, to me, that is not prodigious power. Now, if you are hitting 35 home runs and you're hitting 305, and you're one of those guys, like I think Witt's going to definitely be. He's actually already that guy. Now, that's a unique combination that puts you on the, especially if you're a shortstop and could run like Witt could, you're a different kind of ball player. We're going to have this conversation forever, and we're never going to see it the same way. Juan Soto's great at one or two things. The other stuff, he's either slightly above average or average in.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation. We come back, 888-808-1019.
I think it might be more fun, as we play our little musical challenge here, the BT and Sal musical challenge, to have to finish a verse.
Okay.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Rather than naming.
You're going to be
I'll
in it.
Sing so, it.
Okay.
I'll right, sing it. Oh, you down to sing? Well, you were in a band, so
yeah,
I know
you're
down.
Yeah, I'm fine with singing.
Oh, he actually is. He was a lead singer for a little bit, so. Mm-hmm. All right, that'll be more fun.
All right, so Abdul Carter, did you see what he posted on social media?
Yeah, I did.
Big pick of LT.
Number 56 in the house.
Yeah, now look, Carter was the guy that I would have wanted with the number one pick, aside from quarterback need. I think he's going to be the best player in the draft, right? So we said that a while ago. And I'd love to see him with the Giants as long as it ends up with him plus a quarterback at some point, whoever that may be, a high-end quarterback. Doesn't need to be the top two or three if you want to include Jackson Dart, but a quarterback that is potentially the future of the franchise. Your thoughts on Carter and that message, where are you at with him and the Giants?
I think the easiest thing to extrapolate from that is the Giants said, we're drafting you with three. I think.
How do we even know he's going to be there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's necessarily that. I think it's just that, you know, this is a young man who apparently has, and even if he doesn't, I mean, you know, maybe he was made aware of it before he went, but maybe he's got a deep appreciation for history. And he's in the Giants building. And, you know, he went to Penn State. It's not like he went to school across the country. So, I don't know where he's from. Is he a Northeast guy? Either way.
He knew what he was doing when he posted that, though. You don't do that by accident.
Not an accident. Now, is he paying homage to a Giant great? Yes. Is that his way of telling Giant fans, I'm coming, man. I'm going to be picked at number three no matter what. I was given an assurance. I don't know how you do that when you don't know what the Browns are doing at number two, right? Unless the Giants found out what the Browns are going to do, which is possible. I mean, it's kind of a long, winding road here. It tells me that if he is a Giant, this young man will absolutely embrace it. I think he's going to be a superstar. I would not take Sanders. I would take him, and I hope that that picture means he will be a Giant.
If, for whatever reason, Hunter and Carter
I'm taking Carter.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
You too?
And that's why I think the Browns would be making a big mistake if they take Hunter there. I think there's if you're not taking a quarterback, the answer should be Carter. Especially now, and I didn't even care about the injuries before because I didn't think it was significant, but especially now that it seems to be he's not going to have surgery on on whatever issue he had.
Near his foot. It was a lower extremity for sure.
He had two issues that were going on, but I think he's just going to be an absolute beast. Now, I do take a little issue, not to bring Marash back into this thing again, but I did see him post about it.
Okay. You know,
Marash, Giant fan and all that stuff.
Big Islander fan last night. He was there again.
Oh, yeah. He's already calling Abdul Carter AC. LT, Lawrence Taylor, Abdul Carter, AC. Come on, dude. He's not even drafted by the Giants yet. And now we're going to call him AC the way that you would Lawrence Taylor, LT. Give me a break. And he also goes, Kayvon Thibodeau. Oh, dude, they get AC and they're going to be loaded with Lawrence and Thibodeau. Dude. Yeah,
Thibodeau's going to be gone in a year. Giants aren't giving him big money. Thibodeau.
How's KT doing? You know, AC, what about KT? We heard the same stuff about KT when he came out. And we had this issue with, you know.
Well, we didn't have an issue.
Well, you know, I'd not have to go down that road again, but. And I hope Kayvon Thibodeau. By the way, I mean, Brian Daboll, defensive coaching. There's two people who got the most out of Kayvon Thibodeau. That's you and me. Because his best game was the day that
we ripped him
on the radio. That Sunday was the best game that he had.
They were when Catalan actually started talking about sports radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember you and I talking later on that day on the phone. We usually text, but we were talking on the phone. I'm like, it's be a rough week for us here, buddy. It'll be a rough week, man. We're going to have to face the music. It ain't going to be fun.
Yeah, right.
But we'll be here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we know what happened. We got bailed out a little bit.
All kidding aside, you know, not to make it about us. No, all kidding, but it was.
Uh-huh.
And Kayvon Thibodeau hasn't been that impact player.
He's been good. Yeah, he hasn't been special. No way.
He's fine. But when you get drafted that high mm-hmm. as an edge rusher, you've got to be more impactful to the point where the Giants don't even know if they're going to extend him long-term, whatever. Anyway, I do love Abdul Carter. I think he comes in here immediately and does what maybe people thought Thibodeau would do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that you would have multiple guys up front on defense, maybe it could be a great defense. I'm still skeptical of that, but I think Carter in isolation, I'd rather have him if I'm not going quarterback than Hunter.
I think the Giants have, this is definitely a deeper conversation, I felt this more and more. If they take Carter, if they take Sanders, I wouldn't feel this way. But I think the Giants have a chance to be a little competitive this year.
Oh,
sneak?
Boy.
Hear me out. Sneaky competitive. I know it's Giants can win, 4 or 5 games with Russell Wilson. It's kind of a throwaway line. Not so sure I agree with that anymore. First of all, Russell was better in Pittsburgh than it's been presented by most, okay? He wasn't great, but he certainly was functional. And if you were to throw in Abdul Carter with Dexter Lawrence and Bobby Okereke,
yeah,
and the heart, even Thibodeau to an extent, some good defensive players like
Newbin, Drew Phillips,
Some younger players popped on. The Giants will have a chance, and this is where special teams kicking and maybe pop a long punt or a kickoff return. Like they're going to be in a lot more games than they've been in the last couple of years. That I feel strongly about.
I really hope that's the case.
I think
you're painting a positive picture. I just have seen, now it'd be typical that this is the one year that I bail on Dable and then they go out there and have a good season. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't see it because I don't think Russell Wilson's any good. Now, I liked Russell Wilson.
Better than what they had a year ago.
Well, but that's not saying much, BT.
No,
I mean, they had nothing.
But I think he's more than just a little better than what they had a year ago.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, back to the phones. Chris is calling from Michigan, talking about those Knicks. We mentioned them earlier. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So, you guys, I need you to be my resident New York therapist for me. I was at the game last night, and usually I don't kind of get riled up by the fans because me being a New York fan and living in Michigan, it's kind of rough. But
yeah.
So I was there, and just nonstop chirping by these fans. Look, it's a cute story. I get it. You guys are the worst team in the league, and you're making a playoff run. You're going to be there. They don't act like they've been there before, which I get. It's been a while since Andre Drummond was there.
Yeah.
But the stuff I was hearing, Brunson's a foul hunter. He cries and tweets and wants all the calls.
Well, he does. That's not inaccurate.
But he's not nearly as bad as most of these guys that you see on TV.
Uh-huh.
He'll do it a couple times. He'll go talk to the ref, and then he'll be over it.
I hear you.
But the thing is, we didn't have all our guys. Let's be honest here. And the toughness thing, I think there's 3 guys other than Brunson.
Go ahead.
But the guys all come off the bench, and I think it's Tucker, number one. You saw what he did after Schroeder did what he did.
We know that. So, yeah, with Schroeder, when he stepped up. Yep, Tucker, no doubt.
Deuce. I think it's campaign, really. I really do. I think he will scrap in there if he has to, and I think Mitch. And I think Mitch is going to have to.
And Deuce.
All
of a sudden, their bench, that was not – and thank you for the call, Chris. We appreciate the time. All of a sudden, their bench is not as bad as you thought. Shortened rotation in the postseason. So I think the Knicks are loaded. Obviously, there are some question marks here. I'm feeling as good as I felt about a Knicks team going into the postseason since the late 90s, potentially. And even then, the year they got to the finals.
About 99 when they were the 8 seed. They beat the Miami Heat. No, the front rim and in.
I probably feel as good about a Knicks team going into the postseason as I have felt since 94, 95.
Boy, I wish I could trace back that far. I felt better about last year's team. One year ago.
But that's my issue.
How about you? Last year or this year? You're a big Knicks guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my issue. How do you feel better about last year when they weren't as good?
I don't know. It's just how I felt.
There was always a ceiling. See, Knicks fans were delusional about what the team was a year ago.
I don't think so.
Because they were good.
Did I say they were going to win the championship?
Well, that's the point, is that they couldn't last year. There was a clear
ceiling. I don't think they could this year.
There was no chance in hell they were beating the Celtics a year ago.
I agree with that.
I don't think there is no chance in hell that they – I think there is a chance that they could beat the Celtics.
Sal, I hope you're right. I would love to be wrong on this. I think the Celtics will smack them.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll finish up with your calls. Juan Soto, Knicks, whatever it is you want to get into on this Friday on the Fan.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Joel's in Massapequa. What's up, Joel?
Hey, bud.
Is there nothing else in sports that's going on that you guys start the show by attacking Soto?
If you go back and listen to the first words out of my mouth to start, it was even cushioning what I was going to say for babies like you. Brandon is in Lincoln Park. What's up, Brandon?
Don't you guys think that Juan Soto's struggles have to do with the fact that he's not hitting behind Aaron Judge anymore?
Matt is in Monroe. What's up, Matt?
Any chance he got the money, now he's a little more lackadaisical, farting a little too much?
Chris is in Rochester. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
You know, you started talking about him being pressing, and I think you could be right, because he's never been asked to be the man.
Sal is in Queens. What's up, Sal?
Yeah, I don't think he's not wrong with Soto. I think it's just the curse of the Mets, like the Bebino curse. I think it's just a Mets curse, either like Ziva curse or a Dowell curse. Every time they get a superstar from somewhere, they're garbage.
Limo driver Ed is in Easton, Pennsylvania. What's up, limo driver Ed?
Eddie.
He looks uncomfortable. He don't look good, but you got to have him for another 15 years. I don't believe any man is worth that kind when we got to go to the game and pay all this money for a hot dog, hamburger, and stuff, and bring your fam.
Well, there you have it, BT. A little medley of all the calls that we've taken so far on Juan Soto. Who knew that Soto would be such a hot-button issue? BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
Stunning.
The number to call. One thing I do want to say before we finish up on the phones here, because we didn't get to it yesterday, I just saw something else that reminded me. Did you see the latest with Tyreek Hill?
About the arrest and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy is...
He's a menace. He's a mess.
But how then do we sit here and ignore it when we talk about, oh, the cheetah, and look at him on the field, and the fantasy teams, and the weapon that he is, and give him the benefit of the doubt? Remember, there was the issue when he got pulled over and arrested.
Right outside of the stadium. Yeah. That was last year, of course.
This guy.
Yeah, he's
this, a bad.
He's trouble,
man. This is not a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
This is a repeated offense here with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know all the details. I don't want to speak out of turn. We know what he's accused of. We know what was going on. But there's a pattern of behavior here.
For sure.
With Tyreek Hill. I just find it all despicable. And what I believe is the NFL should kick him out of the league. I would have a zero tolerance policy. Out of the league! Like, dog, you say about Pac-Man Jones. Kick him out of the league! Don't you think, BT? Like, at what point?
Have no problem with that.
Would you going to tolerate all this?
A code of conduct. Like, there are conduct codes and contracts. Now, I don't know what constitutes violating them. Clearly, it's a pretty wide, soft one if he hasn't violated it by now. And again, I don't know all the details.
Well, right,
innocent
until
proven guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
He's accused, blah, blah, blah. He just strikes me as a lot of Antonio Brown, a lot of AB, like a lot of AB 2.0. Like, I don't know how much longer his career goes, but you get the impression whenever Tyreek Hill hangs him up, it's going to go sideways, even more sideways, very fast.
If there is this is the way I should say it. If he got convicted of domestic assault or violence, out of the league.
Conviction, 100%.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to speculate and whatever, but...
No, like you said, that's why you said conviction, 100%.
Yeah, and this has been a pattern here for Tyreek Hill. All right, let's get back to the phones, finish up with the Soto stuff. John is on Staten Island. What's up, John?
Johnny.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
I have a Soto point. I have a Soto point I think that is close to what you guys are saying. It's the Aaron Judge thing, but I think it's the opposite. I think last year, all the teams circled Judge, he's not going to beat us. So Soto got better pitches. I think this year, with the Mets, they circled Soto, thinking that Pete was going to be Pete. Double play, chase out of the zone. Now that Pete's hitting, I would imagine that Soto will get better pitches to hit. And then the other thing I wanted to say is, BT, you could never do a show with Marash, because if you couldn't talk about the Rocky franchise every other week, what were you guys going to talk about?
We'd find something else stupid to talk about. We'd find commonality on some mindless movie, I'm sure, me and Sean. He's never seen her. I remember that whole thing where 2 weeks ago, remember, he's like, oh, I've never seen Rocky.
Yeah,
and then somebody
dug
up a tweet from like 2014. Here's my rankings of Rocky.
I like John because of the way that he described Pete. Oh, Pete wasn't himself, you know, double play.
MVP Pete, double play Pete.
That was pretty funny. I do think it's an interesting point where teams now, instead of looking at the Yankee lineup saying, okay, well, we're not going to let Judge beat us.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say, we're not going to let Soto beat us. But Pete has been beating them. So at some point, that's going to change. And I also don't think that this slow for Soto. It's a Soto slump, not a real slump, a Soto slump. I don't think it's a byproduct of how teams are pitching.
I can tell you this. It's definitely not a byproduct of him chasing, because I gave you his chase rate before. It was like 92 percentile.
Right.
So he's very rarely extending either his zone or the zone. So he's, you know, top flight, 92%. Yeah, can't get a whole lot better than that. I don't even think he's really hitting into terrible luck. I just think that he started out slightly above average, and there's probably two more levels to go. But he's human, and I mean, I would think he's going to have a big weekend. That's right. How much I think of him as a hitter.
Charles, Upper West Side. What's up, Charles?
What's happening, guys?
Yo.
Happy Friday.
What's up, buddy? You too.
All right. So I heard you guys were talking about Soto before. You guys were saying, you know, I heard BT saying this specifically, that there's other players that he would prefer because they're all-around better players.
100%.
Provide more on defense. I don't know. I want to just get a, like, just talk to you for a second. How much do you actually value defense in the grand scheme of a player?
Depends on
like
the position. Charles, we'll have a conversation. It depends on the position. If you are playing, you know, center field, that's more than second base. If you're playing shortstop, that's more than third base. Catcher, if you can hit, that's an extra bonus. So it really depends on the position.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I just think he's such a good offensive player that it kind of like out. Like, I remember you bringing up Lindor earlier in the show saying, Lindor's the best player because he's all around better than Soto. Defense, base running, what he does with the bat. I would just rather have Soto. And you guys were talking about the batting average. I mean, his career average is 162 averages, 285, 35 bombs, 100 RBIs, a 420 on base, and a 570 slugging, like a 957 OPS. So, like, I feel like when you do that, if you're going to hit 285, if you are going to have the on base at 420.
Yep.
I don't care that you hit 285. You're getting on base 42% of the time.
And, and 285 in today's game, and thank you for the call, Charles, is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we it's very good.
We like 300 hitters, but 285 is especially for a guy who's going to hit 35 home runs.
Yes, but when you hit in front of a guy who hit 322 last year and then 320 the year before, it's you've got to put it in the proper perspective. No doubt 285 is very good for the year 2025, but is it really equal to what equates to the best salary in baseball? I think that's where the pushback comes. 285 is terrific.
Right.
I wish Volpe hit 285. I wish most of these guys hit 285. That's not his game.
Well, but that's not the numbers that you would judge Soto based off. But like I said, when you talk about, who's a better player, I just would look at it. Forget who's a better player. Who would you rather have on your team? And for me, I don't even think it's close. I like Tucker as a player. I don't even think it's close as far as who I'd rather have with Soto or Kyle Tucker.
Okay, forget about Tucker. What about Witt?
Yeah, I'd rather have Soto still.
Oh, my God.
No, there's not a player in the... Dude, did you watch Bobby Witt in the postseason last year?
He was 15 at Pats. He's a kid. He's 22 years old.
Exactly. I think he wet himself at Yankee Stadium. I was on hand to see it. I had binoculars in the press box, but I'm pretty sure there was some, you know, some liquid running down his leg in a postseason. I mean, come on. I'd rather have Juan Soto. Juan Soto was a kid. What'd he do in the postseason? Dude, he dropped him on the table and said, take this.
He did at age 19. He dropped him on the table. Dude, Witt hit 332 last year with 211 hits, with 45 doubles, the same amount of ribbies as Soto, 31 steals, and a WAR of almost 10.
Right.
I will take Witt. As a matter of fact, next 5 years, I'll take Witt over Judge.
Right.
Like, Witt's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I know you love him.
I don't know why you don't.
I told you, in the postseason, he wasn't any good. And he's not even on Lindor's level as far as how long Lindor has done it. There's an overinflation of a guy who did it once and then even did it once. Hey, can you show up in the postseason? That's what you're there for. And he didn't. He didn't.
One opportunity, and he had one series against the Yankees.
Yeah, and he did nothing. Every time he came up in a big spot, he did nothing.
Come on, give him a little time. He's got the diapers on still.
I need to see it.
He's amazing. He's the most talented player in baseball.
We could say the same thing about Judge, where at first, it's only one postseason.
No, I don't say that about Judge. You got to start hitting in October.
I'm saying in the beginning. Yeah, you got two. Couldn't say that about Soto. Early on in his career, he answered those. It's just a matter of what we value. But I don't think that Soto's defense or base running is as bad as sometimes you make it sound.
Well, that's why I try to be fair to Soto. That's why I say, like, he's not Todd Hundley trying to learn how to play left field. And not even Reggie Jackson playing right field back in the day. Like,
Judge is no Gold Glover.
No.
He's not stealing bases.
Well, no, but he's a better base runner. His, you know, sprint speed is better. His arm is better. Like, these are measurable stats.
But when we say he's the best baseball player we've ever seen,
he's a better all-around player. He's better. I mean, we're not going to debate that. Is Soto better all-around player than Judge?
I'm just saying for your argument for, say, Kyle Tucker versus Soto.
Yeah, but Tucker's also a better defender than Judge, and he's faster than Judge at this point. So he's not the hitter that Judge is.
So is he better?
No, because he's not the hitter that Judge is. Judge is the best hitter in the world.
And that's the point. He's not the hitter that Soto is.
No, I understand that. But the gap between Judge and Tucker versus Soto and Tucker from a hitting perspective is much wider because Judge is better than everybody.
Well, according to you.
No,
I mean,
they were on the same team last year. Yeah. Judge had a... Listen, one thing that people get twisted, and I laugh at this. I mean, I don't know what to do when people ignore numbers. Juan Soto's on-base prowess, it's amazing. Yeah. I tip my cap. It wasn't even as good as Judge last year.
Okay, but then explain why he's such a great hitter and so much better than Soto, why he can't produce in the postseason, but Soto
can. I can't
explain
that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.